Finishing third grade was a big deal. Though maybe finishing isn't a strong enough word. Accomplishing? Conquering. That's it. Third grade was the end of the middle. Third grade was finally being old enough to play foursquare, but never making it to the A square. Third grade was moving into bigger fractions and science experiments. There was nothing little about third grade. But fourth grade? Fourth grade would be difficult division and long book reports. Important secrets. Maybe some of us would start wearing deodorant. We would be upperclassmen. Not only would I be older than many of the kids at Greenslope Elementary, but also taller, wiser. Fourth grade was a responsibility I was thrilled to accept. On the last day of third grade, I gave Mrs. Harding a "Teachers are tubular" mug before heading into the cafeteria for the yearbook signing party. My best friend, Shelley Kehlani, was in the office, talking to her mom. Mrs. Kehlani was the school nurse, which was a busy job during the last days of school. Too many kids throwing books or tripping as they ran in circles, screaming, "Summer!" In a few more days, Shelley and I would be leaving for 6 whole weeks of summer band camp. So, when I wasn't signing yearbooks, I was adding to my list of extra stuff I still needed to pack. Things you might forget, like a water bottle or an essential oil diffuser. I hoped Shelley would hurry, so I could use her gel pen collection. In the meantime, I had to sign everyone's yearbooks with a regular blue pen, which is just as embarrassing as it sounds. My name just looks better in teal. On the plus side, I'd worked on my cursive signature all night. My wrist was sore, but at least I'd come up with the perfect phrase to write in everyone's book. Here, look. Hope you have a busy summer. Go make something of yourself. Best, Willis Wilbur. P.S. Call me sometime. We'll catch up. 970-555-0139. I bet when my name comes up months from now, kids would say, "Willis Wilbur? The guy with the clever yearbook advice?" Finally, Shelley ran through the cafeteria doors. I should tell you, Shelley doesn't just spontaneously run, not unless she's on the softball field. She's far more collected than that. Have you ever heard the saying, "calm as a clam"? That's Shelley. Except I say, "calm as a shell," since Shell is her nickname. We always laugh at that one. "Willis! Willis, you're not going to believe it." Shelley slid into a seat next to me. I held up my hand to show that I had to finish with this autograph, but once I was done, she had my full attention. "You got 4 new gel pen colors? I asked. "What?" Her face fell. "Oh, yeah. I forgot to get those." Ugh. My little blue pen just got sadder. Maybe I could trade Caleb Ito some gum for his red pen. "Listen to what happened." Shelley grabbed my arm. "My mom got a job." She continued to talk really fast, but all I could catch were words like "summer nurse" and "Hawaii." "Hawaii?" I repeated. I knew that Shelley moved here from Hawaii in kindergarten, but in that moment, I kind of forgot where Hawaii was. Not that close to Greenslope, Colorado, right? Where's a map when you need it? "Yes, Mom applied for a job. She's going to be a nurse at a fancy camp in Oahu. It's close to my auntie's house. There's a place to stay." "So you get to visit your mom in Hawaii after we go to band camp?" "Maybe they'd invite me to come along too." Wow, Hawaii. Now I remembered. An archipelago of islands in the Pacific Ocean. Maybe we'd visit a national park or botanical garden, and I would use a word like archipelago, and the guide would be so impressed that he'd say, "Hold on, I have to talk to my manager." They would come over and offer me a job as kid administrator of Hawaii, and I could help other kids traveling there find cool places to visit. Not the ocean, though. I hate swimming. But land stuff like easy hikes and historic sites. People forget there's a lot of cool things on land.